Time for our GeoQuiz now. We're headed for a Central Asian country that's soon to host a beauty contest. It's not just any beauty contest. The Central Asian nation of Turkmenistan is pretty proud of its horses. The Akul Teke breed is considered a national emblem. Now the country's president has decreed that beauty contests be held every year for the thoroughbred horses. The Akul Teke breed goes back to ancient times. Some say they're descendants of horses ridden back in the 13th century by Mongol raiders. Others say Turkmen raiders first bred these horses in a desert region of Turkmenistan, a rocky, flat desert that lies just to the east of the Caspian Sea. So, what's the name of this Central Asian desert that covers much of Turkmenistan? The answer is just after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Turkmenistan is the go-to spot for our GeoQuiz today. The president has decreed that there be an annual beauty contest to celebrate the country's prized Akul Teke horses. The first one set for April. Jessica Isla Keith plans to be there. She is a horse breeder in Florida. She's also planning to tour the very desert in Turkmenistan where this ancient horse breed is said to have originated.
The Karakum Desert is right outside Ashgabat, the capital of Turkmenistan, and it's a very hot and arid place with scarce food for horses.
The Karakum Desert, which covers about 70% of Turkmenistan. Now, as we mentioned, you're going to be going there to take part in these horse festivities mandated, decreed by the president. What's your role going to be?
Judges from different parts of the world are invited. So we will be traveling through Turkmenistan and look at horses from different breeders and pick the best horses that will show up at the big racetrack in Ashgabat. Very exciting.
I wonder how you would rate the number one most beautiful Akul Teke horse.
The most important thing for an Akul Teke is to look like an Akul Teke. For example, the Akul Tekes are like the modern supermodel. They have long, thin legs and long, thin necks and beautiful, dry heads. So those horses will be absolutely picked first.
Did you say dry heads?
Yes, we call it dry heads, where you can see every bone under the skin.
Oh, that's kind of like supermodels.
They look like supermodels, really.
Why was it this breed of horse that was the chosen horse by the Mongol raiders, and even used by the Soviet army as well?
They were the fastest and the boldest at that time that could be found. No other horse breed in Central Asia could run faster than the Akul Teke could.
By the way, is this breed a matter, is it kind of a matter of cultural pride, the fact that they hold these beauty contests every year under orders of the president?
Absolutely. It's a very, very old and strong tradition in Turkmenistan to maintain this breed and improve of it year after year, as they have been doing for thousands of years.
How did you fall in love with the breed itself?
As a young girl living in Sweden, I saw a photo of one of those stallions in a horse book I got from my grandmother. And I was lucky enough to have a mother at that point that spoke Russian and traveled to Russia. And I told her that I want a horse like this, and please help me to find a stallion, a golden stallion of this breed. And it took me 15 years before Perestroika, fall of the Soviet Union, and I could go to Russia and actually buy a golden horse.
That's amazing. And how many of these horses do you have now?
We have 10 horses now of this breed with us here.
So what are you most looking forward to when you go to Turkmenistan?
Oh, it's the food, it's the people, and of course the horses and the friendliness of the people. It's a great time there. I can't wait.
Jessica Isla Keith has been telling us about Akul Teke horses. She runs the Karakum Akul Teke Stud Farm in Tampa Bay, Florida. And the answer to our GeoQuiz is the Karakum Desert. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you so much.